It is Ash Wednesday. This is one of my favorite liturgical days, because on this day it is appropriate to worship death. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. This is the Christian confession today, a simple acknowledgement of a universal fact. Today we reckon with the reality that we are going to die. But I haven't always loved this day. For many years, the knowledge of my inevitable death was deeply disturbing to me. The 17th century philosopher René Descartes famously wrote, "I think, therefore I am." He made this confession the basis of all knowledge. Yet hold on to it tightly enough, and you may find it makes you ill-equipped to deal with the concept of your own demise. After you die, you will not be there to think, nor be, nor will that fact stop the world from carrying on without you. What knowledge is this, which only others can have of you, that you were but are no longer? The thought of not existing, of not being conscious of existing, would terrify me. But before it terrified me, it simply did not occur to me. I lived my life with a certain assurance, a kind of innocence in which everything lost would be returned, everything unknown would be revealed, and where I had all the time in the world. The thought of my death began to sink in when I was an undergraduate. The pastor, Rob Bell, had come out with a controversial book entitled Love Wins, which called into question the Christian church's teaching on hell as eternal conscious torment. Inspired by Bell, I began my own study of the biblical references to heaven and hell. While Bell stopped short of saying much that was conclusive, I came to the conclusion that hell was a temporary destination for sinners, and that God's ultimate purpose was to reconcile all people to heaven. I became a universalist, which in the eyes of the Christians I grew up around meant I became a heretic. I did not take this fall into heresy lightly. It actually quite troubled me, so much so that I imagined what it would mean to die a heretic's death. I pictured the fade to black, followed by the slow emergence of flames as I descended to hell. This exercise deeply upset me, not just because I was imagining going to hell, but because I was imagining a complete alteration of my conscious state. I was afraid, yes, of being rejected by God. I was afraid also of being sent to hell. But more simply, I was afraid to die. Over the years, this fear of death would develop into an obsession. In my early 20s, I got in a car accident on my way to a funeral for a friend who had died in a car accident. I had the distinct feeling as if I were attending my own funeral. From that day on, I frequently experienced a death anxiety I had not known before. To this day, I get anxious in cars. And whereas before, I flew in planes dozens of times, always impressed that it was the safest form of travel and never really concerned about a crash, now it's not uncommon for me to go for breathing exercises and calming lotions to ease my flight anxiety. My fear of death paralyzed me. It made me incapable of living well. I had to leave social occasions more than once because I was too preoccupied with thoughts of dying. But I'm not afraid of death anymore. I've come to find that life is long. I've got plenty of time to myself. Immortal life would create an imbalance. That's too much space for people to take. It's good that we're only here a brief period of time so that others may come. For we see what happens when people overstay their welcome. They form gerontocracies. They burden the world with old values. They resist change and they kill prophets. It's good that there are new generations, constantly new people to whom the world must justify itself. Every new generation is an opportunity for a new revolution, and this world is constantly in need of being revolutionized. So death is good. It provides reassurance that all tyranny will eventually cease, for all tyrants will die. And there is also reassurance in knowing that no matter what happens on this earth, we will not have to suffer it forever. We too will die. We will come to rest. The anti-fascist theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer, while imprisoned for plotting to kill Hitler and overthrow the Third Reich, wrote that death is freedom. For freedom, he says, is the ability to let the matter out of one's own hands into the hands of God. Bonhoeffer knew better than most what it means to fight the good fight, to struggle against evil, and to die doing so. He was executed by the Nazis, hung with a piano string. And so he is free. While he lived, he resisted tyranny. As he died, so he was released from the suffering of this world, from its bondage to forces of evil. The Icelandic musician and composer Hildur Gunnadóttir chants in the song Between Sleipnir's Breaths from Sun's aptly titled album Life Metal, "Not forever on the earth, only a little while here." The words come from the 15th century Mexican poet Nezahual Coyote, whose name means hungry coyote, and whose flower songs often dealt with the meaning of life and death. One verse goes, "Not forever on earth, only a little while here. Be it jade, it shatters. Be it gold, it breaks. Be it a quetzal feather, it tears apart. Not forever on earth, only a little while here." In another verse assigned to Hungry Coyote, this theme emerged again. "Like a painting, we will be erased. Like a flower, we will dry up here on earth. Like plumed vestments of the precious bird, that precious bird with the agile neck, we will come to an end. We will come to an end. This end gives meaning to our lives. For what did we spend our allotted time doing? The answer to that is the meaning of our lives." Ash Wednesday begins the liturgical season of Lent, when Christians follow the 40 days Jesus spent fasting in the wilderness and tested by Satan. It is a season of self-reflection and repentance. It is good to begin this self-reflection with an acknowledgement of our mortality. Am I living frivolously, like I have all the time in the world? Am I living a privileged, self-assured life based on my own self-interest? Am I debilitated by fear, trapped in an anxiety that closes me off from the world? These are questions I ask myself. For I want to live like my choices matter, like my life has an impact on the direction of the world. I want to live for others and not just for myself. And I want to live boldly and not be held back by fear. Death reminds me to live this way. For now is the only time we have to resist evil. It is the only time we have to show a concern for the oppressed. It is the only time we have to act for a better future. Will we take this opportunity or squander it? Will we waste this time or fulfill it? Not forever on the earth, only a little while here. What have we done with it? What have we left undone? What will we do next?